News. Leslie is awarded MBE. Our Brighton Centre Manager has been awarded an MBE in the Queen's Platinum Jubilee Honours List. Leslie Garvin, MBE, who has been manager of the centre since 2012, received the honour for services to veterans. The award was given particularly for her work leading the centre throughout the pandemic. Our Chief Executive, Nick Kaplan, said, "Leslie's award is wholly deserved, and all of us at Blind Veterans UK are delighted for her. As COVID-19 struck, she focused on creating a safe environment for our elderly vision impaired residents. She used social media to secure PPE support when supplies were stretched and set up COVID-19 testing arrangements with a leading university to provide assurance before the national testing systems were established. Leslie continues to lead on the planning around our move to Rustington and always puts the needs of our blind veterans first." On hearing of her award, Leslie said, "I'm absolutely overwhelmed and want to take this opportunity to thank all the staff at our centre who have worked so tirelessly, particularly throughout the pandemic. We will soon be moving to our new home in Rustington, but I know we will be just as committed to providing the very best care and support there." Member Tony Harbour, who's 86, supported Leslie's nomination, saying, "Leslie is a constant source of sunshine and inspiration to all of us. She lifts our spirits, makes us laugh, and gives us hope. Although my vision is seriously impaired, I can easily see the impact she has on the staff and the ease with which they follow her clear and natural lead. Through her personal example and devotion, she leads a very happy team of staff and volunteers who help us to enjoy life beyond sight loss." Many congratulations to Leslie. And this article is accompanied by a picture of a very happy and smiling Leslie Garvin. Adapting to support Ukraine and others. The latest developments. All of us at Blind Veterans UK have been deeply moved by what we have seen and heard in Ukraine over the last few months, and many members have been in touch to ask what we can do. Building on our long history of providing specialist vision rehabilitation to those who have been blinded through war, the Blind Veterans UK Council is also determined to provide support to the people of Ukraine. Rapid action has been taken to amend our charity Articles of Association to support this intent. The changes mean we can now provide our specialist vision rehabilitation support to those affected by warlike activity, including terrorism. Therefore, we are now able to support the people of Ukraine and others by offering our expertise in both design and delivery of VI rehabilitation to those who have sustained sight loss through warlike activity. This group of people will not be members of Blind Veterans UK in the traditional sense. Rather, they will benefit from a particular support over a period of time as part of a focused programme. The Government of Ukraine has made a written request to Blind Veterans UK, as well as to our sister research charity, Bravo Victor, to provide specific support to their people. This has been enshrined within a Memorandum of Understanding, (MOU), signed by each of the three parties. We will work in partnership with VI and veteran organisations to complement and sustain our long-term offer of support to Ukraine. We are seeking separate funding to help make this intent a reality for the people of Ukraine and will ensure our fundraising for vision-impaired ex-servicemen and women of the British Armed Forces is not compromised through any new activities. We are Blind Veterans UK first, and our priority will always be supporting those British ex-servicemen and women regardless of when they served or how they lost their sight. Frequently asked questions. Over the next couple of pages, we answer any questions you may have, but please do contact your local team if you have any further questions. How will we support Ukrainian civilians affected by the war there? Answer. Our intent is to provide support in the following areas. Rehabilitation of veterans and individuals living with sight loss from warlike activity to take place in the UK, where appropriate, to enable them to start the process of rebuilding their lives after sight loss. We will build the Ukrainian rehabilitation capability by training, supporting, and facilitating the supply of equipment for vision rehabilitation in Ukraine. There will be provision of education materials and practices to support vision rehabilitation in Ukraine. And finally, through research and collaboration, understand the past, present and future needs of Ukrainian veterans living with sight loss and other comorbid impairments. This has already started and is led by Brother Victor, who have been working with Ukrainian colleagues since before the invasion. Question: how will this extra support be funded? Answer: we are seeking separate funding to help make this intent a reality for the people of Ukraine, and will ensure our fundraising for blind veterans in the UK is not compromised through any new activities. Question: does this change in the charity's articles of association mean we are now taking new beneficiaries who did not serve in the British Armed Forces? Can anyone who has been affected by warlike activities become a beneficiary now? Answer: the changes to our articles of association mean we can now provide our specialist vision rehabilitation support to those affected by warlike activity, including terrorism. This can include those who lose their sight as a result of what is happening in the Ukraine. Before these changes were made, we were only allowed to support veterans who had served in the British Armed Forces, with the exception of emergency service personnel who lost their sight on duty. Therefore, we are now able to support the people of Ukraine, as well as past and future conflicts, by offering our expertise in both design and delivery of VI rehabilitation to those who have sustained sight loss through warlike activity. Question: will this new group of beneficiaries become official members? Answer: anyone in this new group will not be members of Blind Veterans UK in the traditional sense. Rather, they will benefit from particular support over a period of time as part of a focused programme. Question: do we know how much our membership will change as a result of this? Answer: because anyone in this new group will not be members of Blind Veterans UK in the traditional sense, our membership will not increase as a result of this change. Blind Veterans UK members will remain those UK servicemen and women who have served and have a visual impairment. Question: will the same support be offered if there are other future conflicts in other countries? Answer: as well as now being able to support the people of Ukraine, we also have the ability to support those who have sustained sight loss through warlike activity in past and future conflicts. We would consider cases on merit. Individual cases can also be considered, starting with trustee consideration and agreement. We will be looking forward in the main, but haven't closed off the opportunity to help those injured in past action. As a charity, we are looking to fundraise specifically for any new support or services that we may provide. Future decisions would have to be made depending on our ability to fundraise to support the specific activity. And this article is accompanied by a picture of a heart in the colours of the Ukrainian flag being held by a number of hands. Policy for the use of mobility aids at our centres, by our health and safety manager, Rachel Jones. We want your visits to our Brighton and Llandudno centres to be as enjoyable as possible. We know that for many of you, mobility aids are crucial in helping maintain your independence, and we encourage their use wherever possible. Earlier this year, we received a query about our policy with regards to the use of mobility aids at our centres. This prompted a wider review to see how best we can meet the needs of our members and ensure our centres are safe for everyone. Based on this review, we finalised a new policy, the key points of which are as follows. 1. When booking visits, please let us know if you use mobility aids and how often. For example, if you own a wheeled walker, do you use it all the time, including around the home, or just when you go out? This information will not only ensure our transport team can accommodate your equipment in their vehicle, but also means our staff can provide you with the right support on trips and activities. 2. In addition to this, when you arrive at one of our centres, our welcome team will be able to observe your equipment in use and identify whether they feel any extra support will be required during your stay. 3. Unfortunately, we are not able to allow electric scooters at our centres. During our review, their size and potential speed were found to be problematic and potentially unsafe. If you normally use an electric scooter, you will be provided with a wheelchair during your stay, along with the dedicated support of a member of staff or Blind Veterans UK volunteer. If you have any queries about this, just email rachel.jones@blindveterans.org.uk. That's rachel.jones at blindveterans.org.uk or call me on 07387 019485. That's 07387 019485. A Song for Her Majesty. Our amazing Blind Veterans UK Essex Choir, Vision in Song, took centre stage at a garden party in June to commemorate the Platinum Jubilee. The event was supported by Everything Community, which donated gifts and funding. Local contractor Optimum Construction Limited, which also donated funding. And pupils from two local schools, Montgomery Infant School and Nursery, and Thomas Lord Audley, who made the bunting to decorate the venue. Now that's what we call community spirit. And this article is accompanied by a picture of the Vision in Song Choir performing at the event.